was released after 30 years of detention. Of course, it was absolutely political conspiracy by the regime, because according to our party, after we studied all the reports from different grassroots in different parts of Sudan, we called upon the government in a press conference to conduct an investigation of the atrocities alleged by the support force. So they accused him of undermining the constitution. Of course, the whole detention matter was totally outside the jurisdiction of law, because in Sudan law, any man or woman 70 years of age and above, they do not have detention nor the death penalty, even if found guilty.
I did talk with the information minister of Sudan, Ahmed Bilal. I asked him about your father. Why was he detained? And he said, well, he violated the law, and that's why he was arrested.
The law was not at all broken by him. We decided in public to demand an investigation about the rapid security forces, which are forces of the security institution of Sudan, which is absolutely unconstitutional. In our constitution, any army, the old armed force is only the Sudanese armed forces. This or the security are assigned by our constitution to collect information and to analyze it and to give advice. They don't even have allowance to make any arrest or to interrogate people.
President Omar al-Bashir, his government has been talking about national dialogue and political freedom. Every time we talk with the Minister of Information, he says the government is promoting national dialogue and there's freedom. Political parties are free to have meetings wherever they want to. Is your party going to take part in the national dialogue?
You see, there can be no dialogue when you are under the threat of the barrel. When you say anything different, you will be criminalized. The media, if they talk about the lack of freedom, they are criminalized. If they talk about corruption, they are criminalized. So in this atmosphere, there cannot be any dialogue. It is only a place for a monologue.
Before I let you go, Mariam, let me ask you, what is your own view on the detention of this woman who is in jail for her religious views?
This is absolutely nonsensical verdict, because the basic and essence of Islam is freedom of religion and faith. And there is no place for criminalizing a person for their own faith